Hi, hey.
Tell me your name.
Carlos Miranda.
And Carlos, how have I come to meet you?
Met me at the airport.
I was about as nervous and anxious as I could have been. And I walk off the plane, there's Carlos. He is so relaxed. It's like he's on permanent vacation. He's just got a smile on his face. And I'm like, are you nervous? He's like, nah, no reason to be nervous. Everything's fine. And I automatically felt better because you were so confident. But I didn't know that he's been studying and working towards this for years. So it's not really fair of him to have been so relaxed.
Okay. Started with ayahuasca down in Ecuador. Tried psilocybin mushrooms. And then I said, you know, somebody said this was the mother herb, iboga. So I searched in January, and I made my decision to make it in March. So that's what brought me here to Costa Rica. Searching to awaken deeper from the amnesia that we have, well, the whole humanity has.
Can you tell me about your experience with iboga? I'll just let you guys know that I had the worst night of my life, for sure. And the rest of the people pretty much had very difficult nights. But you look over at fucking Carlos. Carlos is laying there laughing and slapping his belly and like kind of dancing in bed. It's very frustrating, Carlos. Mm-hmm. So what happened? What were you doing?
Well, I went in there and I just said, you know, surrender. That's the key. Because if you try to fight it and try to control it, you're going to have a difficult time.
Do I just say I surrender? Because I said I surrender many times, but it knew I wasn't.
Like I told Kwame one time, I said, just breathe down to your belly button, all the way down your spine. Control, because your spine is connected to all your organs. So you breathe down and you're connecting all the energy down the spine into your root chakra. Come like a circle into your belly button up and then bring it back out. And then everything goes away, then the good stuff starts coming in and you just let it relax. I had a good time.
Carlos was dancing on multiple astral planes of universes with different sentient beings. And they were celebrating with him. I was just so jealous.
I didn't go in there expecting anything because I know a lot of people wrote down their questions. Never expect anything. You may think with the human mind one thing, the source is giving you something else, much more in debt that you need. And I got so much what I need to be doing and what to do.
Helping people get healthy. Tell me a little bit about your background.
My background is I do security in New York City, electronic security, all those cameras, card access for all these government and financial and health industries.
And you are 50?
Almost, yeah.
You look like you're 32.
Yeah.
And how the hell have you done it? What is your secret?
I've been eating raw now. If you eat raw foods, you're going to heal any type of ailment in your body. Does not matter what it is, like cancer, it's atrophy cells. So they put this name on it to put fear into you so you could take what they're giving you when you could get everything for pretty much free from the plant. My sides of my head right here, I used to look like the Fantastic Four guy with the gray hair on the side.
Your hair got darker?
Yes, it could because the kidneys control the color of your hair. So if you start cleaning them out, yes.
So if people are sick, doesn't matter what, how, the first steps you think they should do are stop eating everything but fruit.
Fruit and vegetables and eat it raw.
What do you eat?
Fruits, berries, and melons. And they have to be eaten in that order. You shouldn't mix them because they'll create fermentation in your body.
What is it that only eating fruits can do for someone?
It pulls out everything out of your body. That's foreign. Anything that's weak in your body is going to pull it out and it removes it. So then you regenerate.
Is it painful, this removal?
No, it removes all the acids out of the body. What's happening is that a lot of people are eating acidic foods. You only have two chemistries in the body, alkaline or acidic, and two fluids. It's either the blood system, which is 20%, and the interstellar fluid, which is 80% of your fluid. That's your elimination system. And most people have that clogged up.
People are addicted to food. It's not because they're hungry. They are addicts going through withdrawal. And you used to be a bodybuilder, right?
Yeah, I was pretty big, yeah. So almost made it to a pro, but it was the best thing that happened to me that I didn't, because then what happens, you keep chasing after the physical. And you don't do your spiritual work, and then you're falling more behind because everything has a spiritual connection to it.
You told me that you had lasted for 9 days without eating or drinking.
I went out to Hawaii with Raymo Orr. He's one of famous breatharian down from Israel.
What is a breatharian?
People that live on prana, source energy, light energy. There's special exercises as well that you could do to bring this energy down to you. And it's so simple. Everybody else is going to the gym, working out their skeletal.
Not muscular. Carlos. Carlos is staring at the sun.
staring at, you know, you get energy from the sun and you want to work out your insides because your insides are what's going to get sick.
You're saying to me that people are living no water, no food.
Some of them, yes. Some of them are in liquids, but they're still known as breatharians. They still do their thing, but there's a couple of famous ones. Yanni, he's an Indian. He's been out there for over 70 years doing it.
He hasn't had any food in 70 years?
Yeah, he stopped when he was 8 years old. He quit and then he went into the mountains. And then there's another one, Victor Truviano. He was paragliding. His back was injured, really pretty bad. So then he did the breatharian and then started learning how to cleanse the body. Because after you start cleansing the body, it starts healing itself. It starts regenerating. He started getting blind again, you know, because he was wearing glasses. He went back to his doctor and says, listen, I think I need better glasses. It's not working for me. And the doctor told him, no, you got 20/20. And then his hair started growing back.
Jewish men, listen, this could help you.
And then his back started healing, started feeling good. But at the same time, he started getting pain in his mouth. After 7 months, he grew a new pair of teeth. All the teeth, the third pair could
Girls,
be regenerated.
Come on.
It's true.
What, did they push his old teeth out?
Yeah.
Well, God, we could all use a new set of teeth. And so you went how long without eating and drinking water?
The process is only for 3.5 days. I started the first day I was there, so nobody knew. I kept doing exercises with them, but after the second day, I was, like, drained. But I just kept calm and doing my thing, and I did it for 9 days.
And at the end of 9 days, you feel how?
I felt great. Clear, pains in the joints that I had were gone. Clarity in the mind, things were just clear. If you want to transform yourself and you're sick and you're looking for deeper connection spiritually, it could all be done. Start within yourself. Because everything you're looking for is within yourself.
Very good, Carlos. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the stars tonight.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, Michelle. So? I want to remind everyone that Michelle's never done a drug. Never done a drug.
Never. On a drug, but it was refreshing at the same time. It was just a big roller coaster, you know.
Second time also?
Second time, it wasn't as intense as the first time. I couldn't focus. I was really sick.
Okay.
The second time. So the first time, it was okay. Second time, I couldn't focus.
What did you learn the first time?
That I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was crazy. And I overthink a lot. And I ask too many questions. And I'm a negative person on the inside towards myself. And that was really big for me. I didn't know that.
What are you going to tell your family?
Nothing. Oh, no. They don't know anything. That I'm not telling
them
anything.
That's how I like it.
Yeah, so that's that. When you think about it, you still get visions and you're still in it. I didn't get the bark out of me until today. So from the first time it was still in me, I didn't throw up, I didn't go to the bathroom or anything. And the second time, same thing. So once it's in you like that, it's still working.
And would you recommend this to people?
I would, if they're ready for it. If you're not ready for what's to come, then don't.
Then you're going to be in big trouble.
Big trouble.
Who should do this?
Anyone in their 20s. Okay. Yeah, when you're in your 20s, you're lost. You don't really know. You don't have any guidance. You don't know anything. You're just trying to find yourself. This will help you.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
You are such a delight and a pleasure, as always. Oh, hey.
What's up?
Oh, come here.
Zoe.
Hi, welcome. What a pleasure to have you on my show today, sir. I'd like to start by saying thank you for the laughs. Thank you for the joy, the tears, the friendship. Couldn't have done this without you.
No.
Now, we all know you're not going to say much tonight.
No.
But if you could, since we had such a wonderful beginning interview where we talked about so many things, can you give me a little bit about how you are and what you experienced? And for all the strong black men out there who think they don't need to do stuff like this.
The experience was wonderful, eye-opening. It was a challenge, but it was good. You get time to take a step back and look at things a different perspective and reanalyze, reset, and then go again. So if anybody has that opportunity, it's a damn good opportunity.
How are you feeling right now?
Well, during the process?
Carlos is dancing. We're all throwing up all night.
All day. All fucking day. Fuck. All day, I threw up every fucking thing, and it was the purge, it was the get the shit out the system. I just was like, this shit gotta go.
What do you think you're gonna change first when you go home?
One thing at a time. That's how you get to the next step. Try to do too many things, you'll scatter your energies, you'll get less done. And then that will lead to frustrations and a whole bunch of things down the road.
Beautifully said. Mic drop. Message. Hello, everyone. I want to say a huge thank you to Michelle and Kwame and Carlos, who provided me an unending amount of laughter during these couple weeks in Costa Rica at the Iboga Wellness Center. It was truly a mind-bending and soul-expanding experience for me. I've really felt the magic of it over the last couple weeks. I have been sitting in the silence and the solitude of grief, and I have been welcoming loneliness into every cell of my body and sitting with it. And that is something that I don't think I could ever have done without this experience. Because Iboga forces you to sit quietly with your mind, to hear all of its temper tantrums, to babysit all of your neuroses, to see firsthand how you got them, and to give you a real dose of base, which is in their language means truth. I don't recommend Iboga for anyone who is unwilling to get deep. I can recommend that all of you out there search for truth and get ready for grief, because death and grief and loneliness sit on our shoulders every moment of every day, extending their hands. And it's up to us to grab it and shake it and smile at it and invite it in. Because it's the hiding from things and the covering them up with drugs, booze, pills, food, shopping, sex, and work, or whatever you want. That is the thing that'll kill you. I send you bravery. I send you tenacity. I send wood to fuel the fire of your dreams. And I send you my exploded heart on a silver platter, hoping it can help you continue to live out your dreams and be kind to those around you and be kind to yourself. As the great RuPaul says, how the fuck are you going to love somebody if you can't love yourself? Wise words, Mama Ru. I leave you to go catch fireflies in the forest. Don't forget to hug your mother. Home is where your mom is. Good night, guys.